Coming to you live from the hut here Thursday, October 30th going on. 36 degrees. It's a little popular half-hour segment here. Kick it off with Jana Gageland, and we transition right into our morning zoo, talking all things Chankabazoo, with Zoo Director Kathy Dickman joining me on the phone this morning. Good morning, Kathy Dickman.
Good morning. How are you?
It's good. It's great now that I'm hearing your voice. Where are you at? Tell us, let's kick it off by telling us what you're up to here. What's happening?
I am just loaded a mountain lion. As you know, Charlie, our mountain lion, lost Kata last winter. And so we have, it's hard to find mountain lions in captivity because there's so many in the wild that zoos typically aren't breeding. So usually they're rescues or rehab. And we were able to find Charlie, an exhibit mate. And so we have just loaded our young male cougar. Mm-hmm. And we are in Hogansville, Georgia, at the Untamed Zoo, and just loaded him and did our health paperwork, and we are on the road back to Chahinkapa.
All right. So you're coming to us live from Georgia this morning. Well, tell us a little bit.
Yes.
Give us a little background, Kathy, about this place that you're at, or where you picked up the mountain lion.
Sorry, can you say that again?
Give us a little background on the place. Where did you locate?
Zoos are very networked, and so we visit with people. We found this through networking, through people knowing us, to people just saying, hey, this is our situation, and through the ZAA, which you know we belong to, as
right.
does the Untamed Zoo. And just networking, talking to people, and they said Chahinkapa needs a cougar, and who has one. We've been looking for a while, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about it quite a lot, and it came back to us that they have one, and we have we came to pick it up. And sometimes there's a cost to these things. We have, as you are aware, a very large, healthy kangaroo mob. And so
right.
we do sell Chahinkabazoo kangaroos, and that's a nice income for us as well. So they're not in danger, so we can do that. But we were able to do a nice trade with the Untamed Zoo, so they'll be getting some of our kangaroos in the spring. And we got this beautiful, beautiful cat. Again, it goes back to, you know, working with other professionals, working with reputable facilities, and knowing people and working with them through the years. And meeting new people. And so we met the good professionals from the Untamed Zoo at the ZAA conference. And so we knew exactly about them. We knew a lot about them, I should say. And then we got to see their facility this morning as well. And so we just had a good morning and are headed back. So it all comes down to knowing who your professionals are, knowing friends in the business, as in any other industry.
Right. Well, let me ask you this, Kathy. Once you get him back here, what is the acclimation? Can you kind of walk us through this? How do you get him acclimated to his new mate down there and new surroundings? Is it tough to do, or is it fairly easy?
Well, first of all, we do have some state animal health guidelines, which is great. North Dakota is a very healthy animal state, so lots of nice guidelines. But there's a 30 to 90 day quarantine, which means they can't be nose to nose with another animal.
Got it.
So we have that facility, and that's where our snow leopards were. So I'm glad you brought this up, because of our training, I go right into a training infomercial, you notice, but
right.
because of our training and our zookeeper staff, we're able to crate train the snow leopards. Now, snow leopards are known to be aggressive cats, as are mountain lions, but we crate trained Charlie, the mountain lion, to go in a crate and can safely enclose him in there, secure him before going in and getting the crate out. We did the same with the snow leopards.
Okay.
So we were able the snow leopards just started crate training not that long ago, and they were able to be crate trained and moved. So now the snow leopards are going to be found down by the camels where Charlie was, and Charlie and the new cougar will be up where the snow leopards were, which fits in really nicely because that's where the grizzly bears are, and that's more of the North American. And that the reason we did this is that den situation, that building situation, is more conducive to the quarantine and to the acclimation. So we feel that's going to be a really nice move that way.
Right.
It also gives these snow leopards a little bit more. They're really giving them more nourishment with our bison and camels down there. I'm not sure it's the same for the bison and camels. But they weren't breeding at the time anyway, and that's why they were in the den originally.
Okay.
It's, again, a very nice building. But at any rate, the bears were troublesome to them in some ways to one of them. They didn't necessarily like to be next to the bears, so that's why we thought this would be a nice change. So it worked out really nicely. We're very excited. And also, if you think that, you know, Tom's not too far away, he's actually driving us right now.
All right.
He's, you know, as you know, we talk a lot about Tom's animal moving business, Tom Schmuck's animal transfer. So he'll be involved with the zoo in other capacities as well. But so we've crated and on the road, and it went beautifully, by the way. So
all right. Well, Kathy, quickly here, while we wrap things up, give us a recap on Zubu last Saturday. How did that go?
Zubu went fabulously. We had 2,080 people.
Wow.
That's not a record, but it was a very good day.
Right.
And I think we have probably had record fun because everybody had a great time. Sponsors, oh my gosh, too numerous to mention over the air, but we'll be posting them again. I've got pictures of each of them, by the way. And we can't do it alone, and we just love our community. So thanks to everybody who came out for Zubu, everybody who sponsored Zubu. And of course, we're not ever just stopping with one event. We've got a wild game show coming.
That's right.
So many things. And I thank you for doing this remotely today.
Right.
We appreciate you all the time, part of our zoo family, Bill Dablo.
Right. Well, we appreciate you coming on, being out on the road. And listen, to you and Tom, safe travels back. And we will talk and get an update from you next Thursday, okay?
Sounds good. I appreciate that. We'll give you more information on everything, and thank you so much.
You bet. Kathy Dickman, director at Chankopee Zoo, and our Morning Zoo Edition. You can hear it every Thursday here. The Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Low, 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 low prices. If other car dealerships really meant it, they'd only have to say it once. We have a low price, the best price listed on the windshield and online. You'll get the car you want and a customer experience you'll actually enjoy. All at a price that will make you smile. Simple, easy, stress-free. That's the quality difference. Quality Toyota, West Lincoln Avenue in Fergus Falls. QualityToyota.net. Let's go places.